So here we are on Mount Tabor, a site identified where Jesus was transfigured before the apostles. They got a little glimpse of his glory, an insight as to what he's going to be like when he comes in glory, an insight as to his true divinity, an insight to what heaven will be like, an insight to Jesus Christ as being truly God. Oftentimes when I pray with the scripture passage and I read what Peter said, "It is good that we are here," that usually comes alive to me in scripture. And for us today, it's good that we are here, here on Mount Tabor, here in the Holy Land. It's good that we are here seeking Jesus. It's good that we are here to go deeper with him. It's good that we are here to get a greater insight into his life and to the ways of his church. It is good that we are here. Oftentimes, we may find ourselves having difficulty in our relationship with the Lord, finding it to be difficult to follow him, finding it to be difficult to spend time with him, finding prayer at times to be difficult. And when things like that happen, sometimes we can start to doubt our faith, or doubt that God loves us, or doubt some particular aspect. It can be a challenge. But the more that we are able to better receive God's love, to allow that to sink into us, the reality of his profound love, that he cares more about us than anyone we can think of, that he loves us so tremendously, so much, it becomes easier to say yes to the Lord, to whatever difficulties or challenges we have in life. And one of the ways to receive God's love is to put ourselves into this scripture passage. By virtue of our baptisms, we are united to Christ. We are members of the mystical body of Christ that is the church. And so when God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased, listen to him," we can allow ourselves in prayer to be in that place of Christ and allow Jesus to say to us, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter with whom I am well pleased." And when we allow that love of God to come into our lives, to wash over us, it can have a profound effect in our lives. It can help us to be spiritually restored and renewed. It can help us to resist temptation, not because of fear of hell, but rather because we don't want to disappoint God, our Father, who loves us so much. Jesus, right before this, had told the disciples about his passion and his death. And that probably was concerning for them. All of these bad things are going to happen to you. But to help kind of remove that fear, that anxiety, the pain that maybe that news of his passion and death would bring, he gives them this moment, this glimpse of what is greater that is to come. So that through this glimpse, the transfiguration, they would be strengthened so that they can better follow him. So that when the time comes to go through that painful moment of losing Jesus through his passion and death, they would recall this event and look forward to his resurrection, so that they would remember that it isn't the end, that there is more to come. He's trying to help make it easier for them in those moments of darkness, in those moments of weakness, by giving them this moment of light. For all of us, perhaps this pilgrimage is kind of like the transfiguration, a moment of light. A moment where God seems very close, very real. Maybe a moment where he seems unbelievably loving towards us, or completely present to us while we're here on this pilgrimage. It is kind of that moment of light that we can carry with us forward, so that in moments of darkness we can recall this pilgrimage and be strengthened by that reality. In the spiritual life, there are always highs and lows, moments where there is that light, that consolation of being close to God, and moments where God seems distant or perhaps even feels as if he doesn't care or doesn't exist. It's moments of light Moments like the Transfiguration, moments like this pilgrimage that can help carry us through those darker times. St. Ignatius of Loyola talks about this variation of moments of consolation and desolation, moments of light, moments of darkness. And he says that in those moments of light, we should remember that there will be those moments of darkness, those moments of challenge. And so we should be able to remember and help ourselves remember those moments of light to bring us through the darkness. And so I encourage all of you, if you haven't been doing it yet, I encourage all of you to just take some notes, to write some things down in a journal, to remember this experience, to help you remember this experience, so that when trials, difficulties, challenges come, you can look back in your journal, you can look back at those notes, you can look back at those pictures, look back at the pilgrimage and say that, no, I do know God is real. I do know that all of these things he promises, and I look forward to them despite the difficulties and challenges that I have right now. So I encourage you to do those things, to help prepare you for those moments of darkness, but also to take full advantage of the moment of light and to let that sink in, to penetrate deep within your soul, to go deeper with the Lord. And oftentimes to help us with that, we need moments of silence, moments where we are putting ourselves spiritually before the Lord. Later today, I will be going to St. Peter's Church, which is a very short walk from the hotel. And I will be spending about an hour with our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle there. That would be a great time for anyone who wants to come with me to just spend an hour with Jesus in quiet silence, praying, reflecting, journaling, to help you to remember this pilgrimage, to help strengthen and reinforce the gifts and blessings at this pilgrimage. Now, nobody's required to come to that, but it is an opportunity to help you to go deeper, to help you to retain the blessings and gifts received. But another thing to help us with that is to share with one another our experiences, to tell each other the good things that we've received while spending this time with God on our pilgrimage. And so we've had one session already where we've gathered together and just shared our blessings and graces. Tonight, after dinner, I think it would be nice for those who want to come together again to talk about graces, blessings, things received, so that we can glorify God together, but also to reinforce this experience, this pilgrimage within ourselves, to help strengthen what we have received for ourselves so that in those moments of darkness, in those moments of challenge, we can recall the good, the blessings, and let those help carry us through those difficulties and challenges. So there are those two opportunities today for us to help strengthen our experience, to help carry us forward after the pilgrimage. So they went up the mountain. They had that moment of great experience, seeing Jesus in his glory, but eventually they had to come back down again. And when the pilgrimage ends, we're all going to go back to our regular lives. But hopefully we are allowing ourselves to be transformed, allowing ourselves to be changed by this experience, so that when we re-enter into our daily lives, that we won't be the same, and we won't allow ourselves to fall back into maybe some sinful practices or some lukewarm approach to the faith, but a greater approach, a stronger fervor, a greater desire to grow in holiness, a renewal in our zeal for the Lord, in not falling back to how we were before, but to carry the experience with us forward through the rest of our lives, and not just in those moments of difficulty and challenge. So let us take a moment now, a brief moment of silence, to just kind of think about and plan ahead. How are we going to take this great moment of the pilgrimage, or even thoughts of this particular passage, Christ revealing his glory, into the future, into those moments of darkness, but even into our daily lives? And let us reflect on that for a brief moment as we prepare ourselves to encounter the Lord in the most holy Eucharist.